and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants, upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of Yahweh come. It shall come to pass that whoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, says Yahweh hath said. And in the remnant whom Yahweh shall call. For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and will plead with them there. For my people and my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land, and they have cast lots for my people and have given a boy for a harlot and sold a girl for wine that they might drink. Yea, and what have ye to do with me? Tyre and Sidon and all the coasts of Palestine, we are unto me a recompense. And if ye recompense me swiftly and speedily, will I return your recompense upon your own head. Because ye have taken my silver and my gold, and have carried in your temples my goodly pleasant things, the children of Judah and of Jerusalem have ye sold unto the Grecians, that ye might remove them far away. Behold, I will raise them out of the place where ye have sold them, and will return your recompense upon your own head. I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the children of Judah, and they shall sell them to the Sabians, to a people far off, for Yahweh has spoken it. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles, prepare war, wake up the mighty men, let all men of war draw near, let them come up, beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say I am strong, assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about, till I cause thy mighty ones to come down. O Yahweh, let the heathen be wakened, and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come get ye down, for the press is full. The fats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of Yahweh is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars withdraw their shining,
Yahweh also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake.
But Yahweh will be the hope of his people and strength to the children of Israel. So shall you know that I am Yahweh your God, dwelling in Zion,
my holy mountain.
Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through anymore. And it shall come to pass in that day that the mountain shall drop down new wine, and all the hills shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and a fountain shall come forth of the house of Yahweh and water the valley of Shittim.
Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom shall be a desolate wilderness for the violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah shall dwell forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation.
For I will cleanse their blood, and that cleanse, for Yahweh dwelleth in Zion.